CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 22nd of February. The news headlines: RSGB 2026 elections, nominated director candidates announced, a year in numbers 2025, a celebration of RSGB achievements, former RSGB President Colin Thomas, G3PSM, is now silent key. In this year's RSGB elections, there are vacancies for two nominated directors. Following a rigorous selection process, the Society's Nominations Committee has chosen to put forward Graham Smith, G4NMD, and Patrick Wood, 2E01FB, for endorsement. RSGB members will be able to vote to endorse these candidates when voting opens on Wednesday the 18th of March. To help you learn more about the candidates, the RSGB has published two videos. Candidates weren't given the questions in advance and were interviewed separately. You can watch their in-depth answers in a single, easy-to-view video, whilst the two-minute video provides their brief thoughts on RSGB membership. You can watch them on the RSGB YouTube channel and on its website at rsgb.org/candidates. Amateur radio continues to evolve, and the RSGB in turn develops how it supports current radio amateurs and reaches out to new audiences. The RSGB General Manager, Steve Thomas, M1ACB, wrote his annual feature called A Year in Numbers for the March issue of Radcom. In it, he shared some of the year's great achievements in which RSGB HQ staff have often led the way. Read the full feature and view the infographic on page 48 of the March edition. You can also see the highlights in a brief video on the RSGB YouTube channel at youtube.com/the RSGB. So with great sadness, we report the passing of Colin Thomas, G3PSM. Colin worked tirelessly for the RSGB and was president from 2008 to 2009. He made a great contribution to the acquisition and defence of radio spectrum. Within Region 1, he played a leading role in the acquisition of additional bands, including 136 kHz, 472 kHz, allocations at 5 MHz, and the expansion of 7 MHz. He also led the successful defence of existing allocations. IARU Region 1 radio amateurs owe him a great debt. Colin was an honorary life vice president and a recipient of the Founders Trophy in recognition of his work both for the Society and for the IARU. A full tribute to Colin is being prepared for the RSGB website and for Radcom. The RSGB is reminding radio amateurs that the frequencies at 5 megs are only available on a secondary basis to holders of a UK full amateur radio licence. Foundation and intermediate licence holders are not allowed to operate on 5 megs. You can find details about this in the OFW 611 Amateur Radio Licence Terms and Conditions booklet, which is available from Ofcom. Then there is also more information about operating on this band at rsgb.org/figure5MHz. Are you passionate about attracting older people to amateur radio whilst retaining and engaging our valued senior members? The RSGB is seeking an enthusiastic individual to take on the role of Honorary Mature Members Officer. This volunteer leadership will champion the inclusive ethos of amateur radio and promote how the hobby can be enjoyed by all, irrespective of age. You'll be able to ensure that mature members feel supported, valued, and actively involved, and build a small team to develop initiatives that strengthen engagement across our community. If you're an RSGB member and committed to helping others remain active and involved in the hobby they love, visit rsgb.org/volunteers to read the full role description and find out how to apply. Time is running out to submit your entry to the RSGB 2026 construction competition. Deadline is Sunday the 1st of March. You'll need to email a short description of your entry and up to 4 photographs. It's also recommended to send a link to a video that demonstrates your entry working. More details on submitting your application can be found via rsgb.org/construction-competition. The results of the competition will be announced during the RSGB 2006 AGM on Saturday the 18th of April. To encourage activity on the 2-metre band, the 145 Alive team has introduced 145 Alive 50. The trial period for this initiative runs until the 18th of April. The rules are simple: call CQ on the calling channel and have at least one QSO per day on the 2-metre band. Record your contacts and send your log for 50 days or more in ADIF format to 145aliveuk@gmail.com. Electronic certificates will be supplied by the 145 Alive team to successful applicants. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Deadline for submissions is 10 a.m. on the Thursdays before the Sunday broadcast. Now for details of rallies and events. On Sunday the 1st of March, the Exeter Radio Rally takes place at the Ken Centre, EX67UE. The rally will include a bring and buy area, disabled facilities, catering and free car parking. Entry is £3. Traders can gain entry from 8 a.m. Doors open to the public at 10. More information from Bill G7AKJ via Bill Wrench. That's Bill. That's Wrench with a W, but it's all one word. Bill Wrench, figures 213@btinternet.com. Sunday the 22nd of March, Callington Radio and Electronics Rally will be held in the Town Hall, New Road, Callington, Cornwall, PL177BE. Doors open to the public from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Entries £2 each, no charge for those under the age of 16. A comprehensive selection of traders, clubs and societies from the South West will be present, along with bring and buy stall and the usual catering service. Pre-booking is essential, so please contact Alistair M0KRR via alistair.kerr, that's K-E-R-R, figure 1, at btinternet.com, or by phone 01503 262 755 with your requirements as soon as possible. Visit kellingtonradiosociety.org.uk for more information. Special event news. Today, Sunday the 22nd, Hartlepool Amateur Radio Club will be operating using special call sign GB100HG for World Thinking Day on the air. Listen for activity on the 40, 20 and 10 metre bands, mostly SSB, possibly CW and FT8. FM contacts will be possible on the 2 metre and 70 sems band. The operators are keen to make as many contacts as possible, so if you hear them, give them a call. Celebrating World Radio Day, the VIC Amateur Radio Contest EX Club is operating as 4UNR until the 28th of Feb, using CWSSB in digital modes, QSL via OQRS. DX News now. Michael OZ6ABL is active as 5Z4 stroke call sign from Watamu in Kenya until Saturday the 28th of February. Activities on the 80 to 6 metre bands are using CWSSB, FT8 and FT4, QSL via Logbook of the World, OQRS or via Michael's home call. Olmar, a DK1CE, is active as TZ1CE from Bamako in Mali until in Mali until the Sunday the 1st of March. He's operating using mainly FT8 on HF bands. SSB contacts are possible, QSL via logbook and logbook of the world. Now for contest news. Today, Sunday the 22nd, the UK Microwave Group EHB band contest runs from 0800 to 1700 UTC. All modes on the 76 to 241 gigs frequencies. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. The REF contest started at 0600 UTC yesterday the 21st, runs until 1800 UTC today the 22nd of Feb. SSB on the 80 to 10 metre bands where contests are allowed. The exchange is signal report and serial number. The ARRL International DX contest started at 0000 UTC yesterday, the 21st, finishes at 2359 UTC today, Sunday, the 22nd. CW on the 160 to 10 metre bands, the exchange's signal report and transmitter power. American stations send their state, Canadians their province. Tomorrow, the 23rd of February, the RSGB FT4 series contest runs from 2000 to 2200 UTC using FT4 on the 80 to 10 metre bands. The exchange is your report. On Tuesday, the 24th of Feb, RSGB SHF UK activity contest runs from 1930 to 2230 UTC, all modes in the 13 centimetre bands. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday, the 25th of Feb, the United Kingdom and Ireland contest, club 80 metre contest, runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC, CW on the 80 metre band, exchanges your 6 character locator. Thursday, the 26th of Feb, the RSGB 80 metre club championship runs 2000 to 2130 UTC, CW on the 80 metre band, exchanges signal report and serial number. The CQ160 DX contest starts at 2200 UTC on Friday the 27th of Feb, runs until 2200 UTC Sunday the 1st of March. SSB on the 160 metre band, the exchange signal report and CQ zone. American stations also send their state, Canadian stations their province. Sunday the 1st of March, Worked Hall Britain 3.5 megs phone contest runs from 1800 to 2200 UTC, SSB on the 80 metre band, exchange signal report, serial number and your Worked Hall Britain area. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, we had a week of relatively low solar flux indices and mostly settled geomagnetic conditions, while the solar flux index fell to be in the 117 to 129 range, the KP index was mostly in the 2s and 3s. This was after the weekend's geomagnetic disturbance due to a large coronal hole that expelled solar plasma in a stream that moved past Earth at nearly 700 kilometres per second. As a result, HF conditions have been quite good with plenty of DX worked. The KP5-stroke NP3VI De Sessio Island DX expedition near Puerto Rico has been a struggle for many due to its popularity and the use of solar-powered batteries and low power. One quick hint, try FT8 on 40 metre bands around 7 to 7:30 a.m. You get a grey line enhancement at sunrise, but for much of Europe the band is closing, which means there is little competition. Let us know how you get on, how you got on. Other DX this week include 8R1WA in Guyana. This is an Italian team operating until Friday the 27th of Feb. Chuck will be active as VP2MCEV on Montserrat and will be active in the ARRL DXCW contest until the end of the month. Finally, a German team will be operating as J51A in Guinea-Bissau until mid-March. Another large solar coronal hole became Earth-facing on Friday the 20th of Feb, so we may expect unsettled geomagnetic conditions from today the 22nd. Next week, the Space Weather Prediction Centre forecasted a low solar flux index of 105 for yesterday the 21st, before rising again to potentially to reach 165 by the end of the month. Unsettled geomagnetic conditions are forecast for the 24th and 25th with an estimated KP index of 5. VHF and up, Friday the 13th and Saturday the 14th of Feb saw afternoon openings on 50 megs to TZ1CE in Mali to generate DX interest. However, as expected, it was stations much further south that benefited from the best propagation, with just a few stations in the southern areas of the UK making QSOs on FT8. The present spell of unsettled weather remains the main theme for the period up to the end of the coming week. The pattern is controlled by a strong Atlantic jet stream, so changeable is the watchword, with periods of heavy rain alternating with brighter, showery interludes, and of course quite strong winds at times. In terms of propagation, rain scatter is a clear favourite, although in one cloudy period in mild air around Tuesday the 24th, some possible tropo may show up for southern areas of the UK. The meteor scatter options are again subject to random activity, since we are some way off the next important shower, the Lyrids, in late April. The auroral prospects have at best been gently simmering at low values of the KP index, mostly less than 5. Stay tuned, though, because we may see an uptick around Tuesday the 24th, so watch for signs of fluttery signals on the low-frequency bands, and then check for auroral tones on 10 metres and up through the 6 to 2-metre bands. These events are always a bit of a long shot, but should be worth trying this time. The sporadic E season is still some way off, although a strong jet stream pattern is always a positive. For EME, moon declination is positive and rising, meaning longer moon windows and higher peak elevation. Path losses continue to fall as we approach perigee on Tuesday the 24th. 144 meg sky noise starts the coming week. Rising to moderate towards the end. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also. Until next week.